It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American and various other interests. Hey, Ruth.
Hi, Joe.
What's going on out there, Ruth?
Well, things are percolating. In Kent, we've had a couple of farewells this week, farewell parties. The resident state trooper has left us after 11 years of service. That's Andrew Fisher. He has gone on to a job with the police academy, and so a party was held for him last week, and lots of accolades. He was very, very loved here in town. And we also said goodbye to Jared Kaczynski, our park and rec director, who's gotten a new job. And a party was held for him the same day. So lots of festivities. the Park and Recreation Commission just named a replacement for Jared, who is Matthew Buzzy. He will be starting next month, February 12th, a young man from New Fairfield, and the town is excited to see what he will bring. And Andrew's replacement, it will be an interim. That's Vicki Donahoe, a trooper that's familiar to the town, and she will be here until his replacement is chosen. And it's interesting, the state police, and we deal with Troop L here as opposed to Troop V in Canaan, Troop L out of Litchfield. The process is that the state police choose the replacement, but the town official, mainly the first selectman, can sit in on the interviews and give some input, but the final decision rests with the state police. So lots of personnel issues here, and we'll be waiting to see how everything works out. Cornwall had its P&Z meeting. P&Z Commission had its annual Let's Look at How Towns and Agencies Are Dealing with the Plan of Conservation and Development. They do it every year to just touch base with, selectmen and the various commissions and committees to see how they're meeting the goals of that 10-year plan. Now, their plan was done in the last plan in 2020, and it listed such things as housing and natural resources and bringing young people into the community as goals. Most of them met at least some of the objectives, and Chairman Anna Timmel just praised everybody and called them heroes for all the work that they are doing. Just for those who may not know, each town in Connecticut is required to do a plan of conservation and development every 10 years to set out, its goals. And if they don't, they could be prohibited from receiving state grants. So most towns are quite diligent in getting theirs done. Some do it themselves. Some hire planners. But it's a big deal here in Connecticut. Canaan this past week, also planning and zoning, is grappling with regulations for cannabis. As people may recall, in November, the town held a vote during the election and agreed to allow the establishment of recreational and medicinal cannabis establishments. It puts quite a bit of a burden on Planning and Zoning Commissions. They're the ones who have to come up with the rules and regulations. And Chairman Tim Abbott went through, he drafted a very thorough and detailed set of regulations, and he went through them last week, and there was a lot of give and take, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the regulations come out. Lots of things about buffers and containing where these establishments can go, and it comes down to just a few small areas where they will be allowed. The plan is to come up with more details at the next meeting, and hope to have a public hearing in March if it all works out. This, as you know, is one of the few towns that, I mean, everybody else has moratoriums pretty much, and because Canaan voted for it, they have to come up with something. It's going to be interesting. We have, in Kent, they've talked, had an interesting selectmen's meeting, and one of the topics that they discussed were giving town officials, town employees, debit cards. Selectman Lynn Mellis Worthington came up with the idea. She said it's not fair that these people have to pay for things out of their own money and then get reimbursed if need be, and she suggested debit cards. But Treasurer Barbara Herbst went into details about they have to be extremely monitored and make strict rules. So
as a civilian, just with her two cents, given the amount of at least currently fraud that's going on.
No, it's just, well, I mean, elsewhere, yes.
No, I'm not talking about that. No, I'm not talking about.
Yeah, yes.
No, just general credit card, debit card, computer, whatever you want to call it, hacking, fraud, insecurity. It's something, you know, better to give everybody, again, this is, just a civilian comment, better to give everybody a petty cash envelope and say, account for this, and check their receipt, like back in the day, give a bloody debit card. It's simply because the numbers can just be, you know, swooped up by a bot that nobody knows about.
Exactly. She said, you know, you have to be...
No, it's got nothing to do with it. It's got everything to do with functionality out there.
Right,
and
exactly.
Anyone who's got any questions, they can ask a lot of people around here. And the two words are DoorDash. Password is DoorDash.
Well, it's interesting. She said, you know, the town has accounts with a lot of vendors, which may preclude needing to do that. So I think the selectmen are going to look long and hard at this one, but I thought it was an interesting aside.
The idea of compensating people for their expenses is not a bad one, especially with the various costs that they are being asked to. Just, again, generally.
Yeah.
Because it's not gotten any cheaper to live or function around it.
Yeah.
On a totally different note, was there anything about that re-election, the repeat election in Bridgeport?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I mean, he got in.
And they have to have another general, this I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same 300 votes, so I think that we're waiting to see if see what goes on there. But I was just curious if there was any follow up, and I guess the answer
not
is,
that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This week was the birthday of Scottish poet Robert Burns, and there were two celebrations. Apparently it's a big deal to have a party to celebrate this noted poet. So Cornwall has been doing it for years, and the library, and they did it Friday night with the addressing the haggis and bagpipes and drinking scotch. So that was on a smaller level. On Saturday night, the Kent Chamber of Commerce did a huge celebration with, the entering of the bagpipes, the cutting and addressing of the haggis. And so I have a feeling this might become more of a celebration in the northwest corner as years go by. But, boy, there were kilts in all over the place and lots of saluting to the poet. Interesting. Of course we have Jump Fest coming up this weekend. Salisbury Winter Sports Association does its annual ski jumps at Satree Hill. Lots of attention will be focused on that. They're looking ahead again. The Sharon Historical Society is going to be doing a show based on the photos of Fran Kelsey. She was a noted local photographer here for years and years and years, has, and they have her collection. And so people are going to be asked, artists are being asked to do something either about dance or flight or movement. It's going to be a juried show, and it should be very interesting. And Fran Kelsey's photos are just amazing. I've seen some of them. Also, the in relation to SWASA, they're having their annual pot pie supper on Wednesday, tomorrow, at takeout at White Hart Inn. That's always a fun fundraiser. And today, Falls Village, in its category, won the top vote number of voters in the November election. So they're having a Democracy Day celebration today, and the Secretary of State, I believe, is coming to honor them, which is really nice. And Northwest Corner does very well in its voting, for the most part. They do get a large turnout, which is terrific. And we also have today the kickoff of Maria Horn's next campaign. She's going to be throwing her hat into the ring for the November election for 64th District Representative. So lots happening again, as I always say to you, I'm not sure what's happening, and then the news just comes and comes.
And is she running? Do we have any idea who she's running against? Or?
Nope.
Okay, well, nothing. One day I'll tell you where throw your hat into the ring came from.
Okay.
But not today.
Okay.
All right.
I look forward to hearing that.
All right. We thank you so much, Ruth Epstein, Republican American, for Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you.